Wow!
That's a great song.
How do you spell that?
Hi, I'm Sydney. Welcome to the Forbidden Cities, a Keeper of the Lost Cities podcast where JC and I talk about Keeper of the Lost Cities books, theories, characters, ships, and more.
Hello, and welcome to episode 11 of the Forbidden Cities podcast. It's me.
And JC, hi. So we are making... Our episode 11 is actually being recorded at my house instead of normally at the undisclosed location.
Which allowed opportunity for...
Too many people. So two of my siblings are here. Karis, you can say hi.
Hi.
Wow, that's... You're going to find soon that was uncharacteristically quiet of her. Mm-hmm. And then Aiden, my brother, is here.
Hello there.
That's not his normal voice.
I know it is.
Okay, Aiden, stop sliding around. Sorry.
Yeah, it's really loud. I'm sorry. And no, they've never been on recordings before, so we'll see how this goes. And Sydney also brought someone with her.
Yes, this is my sister, Kylie.
Hi.
Okay, so each of you should probably say your names.
All right.
I mean, not your names, your ages.
So, Karis.
I'm 15.
Aiden.
13.
Kylie.
14.
So, it's like 13, 14, 15. Okay.
And then you're 16 and you're 17.
Well, we're both about to be 17.
Soon.
Yeah. So, the episode we're doing today is going to be, like, theme songs for characters. We were thinking about what we wanted to do, and we actually kind of, like, brought it up. And then we were like, let's ask on the Instagram what we should do. And someone suggested it, and we were like, it's a sign. Mm-hmm. So...
We actually pulled in Aiden first, and then the girls were like, oh, we're going to join, so
they saw Aiden's picks, so I'm really excited for Aiden's picks. They looked at his list and laughed really hard, and then were like, wait, can we be in it too? So we have a bunch of people here. It's going to be maybe a little chaotic. We'll see how it goes, but it's going to be fun.
Okay, you guys can talk, you know.
Oh, yeah, you guys can talk now. But, like, we're going to try to go one at a time so it's not too crazy.
Yeah.
All right,
Kylie, what are you doing with your jaw?
I don't know. I have a retainer in, and it makes weird noises.
Should we have them talk a little more so they can recognize their voices?
Sure.
Like, say something
here,
about you.
I'll interview each of you.
Okay.
So, Karis, just because I'm straight across from you, I'll have you go first. Karis, who's your favorite character?
Keith, duh.
Keith, and you may think that everyone's going to answer the same thing. You'll be surprised when I get to Aiden. Karis, who do you ship with Sophie?
Keith, duh.
And Kylie.
Oh, wait, ask her favorite book.
Oh, Karis, what's your favorite book?
Okay, to be honest, I don't know what happens in each book, but I know what happens, just not what book it happens in.
So, what would be
going to be spoilered, by the way.
Yeah, I'll put a spoiler alert.
I have no idea.
What's your, like, favorite event, then? Your favorite thing that happens, or scene?
I'd say Karis is the least super fan out of us. So.
Yeah.
I like Unlocked because this letter, it made me sad.
That's true. So she's the one I've talked about before. So she, like, never reacts to Keeper of the Lost Cities or gets super annoyed when I talk about it. But then she calls me up to her room when she's reading Unlocked and is just sitting in her bed sobbing. And I was like, Karis, what?
JC told me and I was like, wow.
That's me.
All right. Next, Kylie.
Hi.
Kylie, who's your favorite?
Keith,
yes. Like Karis.
Absolutely.
And who you ship with Sophie?
Keith.
And what's your favorite book?
Honestly, probably Unlocked.
Unlocked?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I liked all of the like, world building in it. It wasn't really a book, but I liked all the stuff at the beginning.
World
and then
building?
Also...
Like, yeah, from the series guide.
All the extra stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because it really helped, like, shape the world.
See, that's why
in
I
my mind.
It.
And then I also liked the...
Sorry.
I also liked the book part of it because it made me cry a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that
see,
cool.
that's why Unlocked is my favorite because I don't remember what happens in which
let's
book,
just,
and that helps me.
We talk about MBTI types a lot, so let's just say Karis is ESFP, Kylie's ENFP, and...
And Aiden is ISFP, the same as Dex.
Yep.
And you will see that soon. Aiden, who's your favorite character?
Dex.
Who do you ship with Sophie?
Sophie.
Guys, he's Red Nightfall. He's Red Nightfall.
Oh, and that's true. We will not have, probably will not have spoilers past Nightfall because Dex isn't there.
Well,
I mean, not Dex.
Alden.
No, I can't talk.
Okay, Aiden has only read Nightfall. Or read up to, wait, he's in Legacy. He's in Legacy.
If there's a point of myself, I just called Dex.
Sydney,
okay.
Sydney is currently unable to English.
Yes.
not sure where Sydney was going with that, but I think she was going to say that Aiden's in Nightfall. He's not. He's in Legacy.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, so, so he pretty much knows everything that happens, except he's a little fuzzy on the details of Unlocked. So we won't go too much into Unlocked, but, you know, Karis and Kylie kind of just did, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of everybody we have here. Karis and Aiden are my siblings. Kylie is Sydney's sibling. So, the way that we kind of decided to do it is we made, a master list of all the characters that we're going to go through. And not everyone has a song for every character, and some of the characters we have more than one song for.
Absolutely.
But it's going to be fun. And I guess we'll kind of figure it out as we go.
And we would play the songs on the podcast, but, you know, that's but a little illegal, so.
So we'll at least say, like, our favorite line or the line that reminds us the most of the character.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we'll just kind of go in a circle. You guys can't see our circle, but it's, like, Sydney is next to Karis, and then Karis is next to Kylie.
Oh, I don't want
to
go first.
Kylie's next to Aiden.
Go this way.
Okay.
This way.
Well, we'll go in the opposite direction. So JC's next to Aiden. JC and Aiden are buddies. Then Aiden's next to Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
Then Kylie's next to Karis. Then Karis is next to Sydney, and then it's back to me. Yeah. So, I guess I'll go first. So for Keith, I've got two songs, and I probably could come up with more, but I just wrote down the two that came to my mind first. I have Treat You Better by Shawn Mendes, which I think Sydney actually told me about.
Yep.
And Perfect by, I think, Ed Sheeran.
Mm.
I don't think this is on Shannon's list, because, you know, she has the list.
Guys, you're allowed to react, you know.
Yeah, you guys, like, put your phones down.
Oh, no, I'm you can look up the lyrics right here.
So, Perfect, he actually says in, what was it, Nightfall? Where he's like, no, Foster, you look perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That, whenever I heard the song Perfect, I was like, wait a second. So.
We should do that with Roe and Beau.
Do what?
So Aiden thinks
imagine
that the song.
Imagine Roe singing to Beau. Perfect.
Aiden has really funny, perspectives on things, so he's going to be interesting.
Aiden, don't rustle your paper.
Yeah, that's loud on it. We discovered that.
Trust me. Okay. If I even squeak in my seat, you can hear it in the podcast. Mm-hmm.
So, Aiden, what'd you get for Keith?
I have Keith two songs, Treat You Better and Maybe Believer by Imagine Dragons.
Why?
It sounded like
Keith song. I forgot. So, the line from Treat You Better, well, the whole song Treat You Better is really Keith, but, you know, I know I can treat you better than he can. Any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Then Perfect is just, you know, you look perfect tonight. So, Aiden, what's the line from Believer that made you think Keith?
Can you search the lyrics up?
I can do it real quick.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a ton of Imagine Dragons songs for my Keith because I have a ton of Keith songs.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Sydney has a lot of songs, just like just that end of story. A lot of songs.
Oh, yeah. I was broken from a young age, taking my soul into the masses.
Oh, that's not
that
so
was broken from a young age.
Yeah.
From his dad.
Yep.
I mean, not every line is him, but I could definitely see that line. Yeah.
What is this rap? I get a unicorn out of a zebra? I wear my uniform like a tuxedo. This dragon don't hold his breath.
Dragon, it's Fitz.
Yep.
If you guys saw the Fitz thing. So on Keeper of the Lost Cities Week on Instagram, Shannon had five defining factors of Sophie, five defining factors of Keith, and five of Fitz. And for some reason, unknown to me, dragon was one of Fitz's defining qualities.
And what, running?
Running. We're going to bring levitator. This up. Whenever we get to the book one episode, I'll bring this up again. But teal, levitator, dragon, caring. Caring! If anyone who's read Flashback, the ending of it with Alvar caring, and
I mean he's kind of caring sometimes, but that's not a key quality of Fitz.
No,
I imagine Fitz as Mike Tyson
running, and the person
what?
Because he punches Alvar too much.
What?
Oh my goodness, he does. I've noticed that. Okay, Aiden's right. He does punch Alvar a lot, and I internally cringe every time. That might be because I have the
I like Alvar, but the only reason I like him is because Fitz doesn't.
Okay. We're going to do an Aiden interview.
We have to.
Mm-hmm.
But the only reason I cringe every time Fitz punches Alvar because I have the guilt processing level of an elf, which is kind of pathetic.
I actually cry pathetic. Every time he punches good. Alvar.
Aww.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, Kylie. Okay. Kylie, your turn. What
this
do you
is going to be quite the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mine are really depressing, mostly because I'm thinking of the Unlocked one. Mm-hmm. And so it's Trying My Best by Ants and Zebra, because
is there a lyric you can think
like
of?
A line?
I can pull up the lyrics. You can cut out silence, right?
Well, it will take a minute to edit. We're trying not to.
Here, I'll do it real quick for you. What's
Sydney
it called?
And I will try to, or I'll try to fill the silence.
Okay, you guys can do this before
trying
it gets
my
yours.
Best.
Ants and Zebra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have more?
And then I also have I Talk to the Sky by Maddie Estelle, which is really sad because it's like, you have to look up the lyrics for those,
okay,
too.
Look at, from now on, everyone look up your lyrics before it comes to you while I was
okay. Mm-hmm. Going.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, my name is Oscar, and I'm the host of the Potter Discussion Podcast. The Potter Discussion is the ultimate Harry Potter podcast, discussing everything from Harry Potter, Fantastic Beasts, and the entire Wizarding World fandom. This isn't your everyday Harry Potter podcast, because we have regular, in-depth discussions about obscure and fascinating topics. So if you enjoy in-depth character breakdowns, Harry Potter quizzes, and you are a Harry Potter super fan, this podcast is for you. Search for the Potter Discussion Podcast in your favorite podcast app, or click the link to learn more.
And then I also have Wonder by Shawn Mendes, which is obviously, like, about Sophie, but... And then Please Notice by Christian Leaf, which is
that one's good.
So Keith one.
Okay, look at...
What's like, a key line from Trying My Best? Mm-hmm.
Here,
let me look. Reading. I try not to let there be too much dead air. Because I don't want to have to edit much. Okay, so by the way, guys, it's like 10 p.m. Okay. on Friday night, mm-hmm. and I release Saturdays, so this will be exciting, editing tonight.
Okay, so the first verse is a pretty good example of, you know, how the song relates to Keith. It says, I know you think I've got it all figured out because I walk around like my head's in the clouds, but I'm just a boy with his heart pouring out of his head. Aww. I wish that you could just see the pain that I've seen and all the times I've spent being not me.
That is so Keith.
Okay, here. And what's your other one?
I'll do I Talk to the Sky because I feel like that one's also...
I think Aiden's the only one here who doesn't care that much about Keith, and it's because he's literally Dex. He loves Dex because he literally is him. Whenever I first read the series, I was like, Dex is my brother, what?
Here, Kylie. And so now, no, that's a different song. If it's not well known, the lyrics aren't going to be on there. And so I don't think they're on
there.
I
put in the artist too, yeah. I guess it's the same reason I like Orly's, because we're similar. We kind of end up liking a character that's really similar to you, I feel like. Sydney, do you like Sophie?
Yeah, she's okay.
Really?
She's not.
Especially in Flash.
Yeah, I like Sophie. I like her. I like her most in the middle books.
Yeah.
Like Lodestar.
And I was rereading, because Cindy and I are, hopefully, time permitting, going to record a book one episode, like talking about book one. When I reread it, I was like, okay, I kind of like Sophie in this. She's really young. Like, she sounds a lot different than she does in the later books. But I was like, she doesn't bother me as much in here. And I think it was just because she wasn't mad at Orly.
Okay, we gotta go through this fast.
Okay,
what is this?
So, the lyrics for this one, I feel like now that I read them, they could totally work for Orly too, but which makes me sad. But it's mostly the chorus, because it makes me think of, like, Keith thinking about Sophie. It says, I write down things I wish I could say to you. I talk to the sky. I collect words I wish I could give to you. I talk to the sky. The sky doesn't say a word. And then...
That's so pretty.
I know. Oh, it's such a pretty song.
No one's there at night. No one to save my soul. I am my own here at 2 a.m. once again. I don't think it's been too long since I last saw your eyes, but no one ever told me that it would be the last time. What's the name of this song?
I talk to
It's by someone named Maddie Estelle.
Maddie, so I need to write that down.
Kyra, it's
your turn. Alright, Kyra, what songs do you have for Keith?
Okay, so of course I have Treat You Better because Imperfect, of course. And then I wrote down Hold Me While You Wait just because it's like sad-ish, you know? I wish that I was good enough, if only I could wake you up. And then I wrote down one just for fun because I thought it was funny. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, that's kind of accurate.
Mama just killed a man.
Yes. Oh my, yes.
That's like morbidly funny. Just want to warn you guys in advance. Whenever we get to Kenrick, I'm a little worried because Karis really likes Zedrick jokes.
I don't, and I even put one down.
And they're amazing.
I know.
I didn't even put any for Kenrick.
So I might be like in shock in a minute. Okay, Cindy, what'd you get for Keith?
Okay. I have a bunch. I'm just gonna say the well-known ones. Mm-hmm. So, like, Happier, of course, by Marshmallow?
Marshmallow.
Is that who it is?
I haven't heard this song before. No, it's like,
you haven't?
No. You'll have to tell me about these
songs. Okay, I'm going to have to look at the lyrics for you, because, but everyone knows that one, so I'm
you
not
can't
right
see
here.
The glare, Sydney, just gave JC, but she's like, you
she's
haven't?
Like, how have you not heard
okay,
this song?
Okay, so one of
you
them,
uncultured it's swine.
Like, it's like she was offended.
Okay, I got to go back and get the lyrics. Okay. One of them is on Shannon's playlist. Kylie, what are you doing on your phone?
I thought of one for Fitz, and I'm trying to remember it.
Okay.
You guys don't know the whole backstory to this, but it took us like 15 minutes to get Kylie off her phone for the podcast.
Okay. So this one's called...
15 minutes,
it took like,
JT.
It took 5 to 10.
It did not. It did not.
Continuing.
Anyway, this one's on Shannon's playlist. It's called Low Fidelity. By The Spill Canvas, and it reminds me so much, I think it's on her Lodestar playlist, and it just reminds me so much of Keith and Lodestar away from Sophie, and it goes, I'm gonna read a bunch of these lyrics because they're good. Wish I could hold you up in my arms, keep you safe and sound from any harm. I can't seem to function from this far away, and every little moment looks so dull without your color in my day. Oh, it feels so good to hear you speak. This is where I start to miss you, more than I can bear. I hate this distance in between us. I don't think it's fair. All my time spent wondering how I stay true to you, but you're not here, and now I fear I'll never get back to you. And then, what's that other one? Oh, would have carried you to anywhere you pleased, even if my limbs were broken and my body was diseased. Yep.
That's even him at the end of Unlocked, too.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That one's so sad.
There's a million little voices telling me I should have stayed.
This hurts my heart.
I know, especially if you listen to it. I played it earlier and y'all didn't seem to care, but it was just like,
it was sad.
Punches.
Like, oh, and for reference, for those of you who don't know, like, Shannon's playlist, what are you talking about? She didn't release one for Legacy or Unlocked, but she
and
used
I'm
to create.
Upset.
I'm so sad. I want to read the Legacy ones because I want her to, you know, talk about Orin. What was I going to say? Right, so Shannon used to release playlists with every book that were, like, her inspiration for writing it, but I think it just got really busy for her, so she stopped.
Yep.
But Shannon should keep doing that, in my opinion. Please. Okay, number two, we have Fitz, because we have to be fair. I only got one song for Fitz.
Oh, wait, was I done?
Oh, wait, yeah, were you done?
Oh, okay, I'm just going to name some off.
All right.
Undone is by Lifehouse, I think, is also on Shannon's playlist. It's good. Don't Worry You Will by The Lovely. Lovely the band, not The Lovely. Is also very key. Like, just look these up afterward. And then Superheroes is also on her playlist. Those are the good ones.
Cool. Now to Fitz. The only one I have written down for Fitz is like a joke because I can't bring myself to care. And his is Chandelier.
That was like my Bohemian Rhapsody.
Aiden, what do you have for Fitz?
I have one. It's him with Sophie in Flashback. Oh. It is Shape of You.
No! No! Disturbing. That was so disturbing.
Yeah,
I'm dead. Okay, but that's oddly accurate because I feel like that's what the Fitz Free romance was like. It was
it's like cringy.
Yeah.
He even said, I want it to be you.
Oh, so that he used the word you.
I want it to be your shape.
No.
Okay, we're going to move on before this gets any creepier. Kylie, do you have any for Fitz?
Okay, my only one that I could think of, and it doesn't quite work with all the lyrics, but like the beginning of Leave Me Alone by Annette. He's like really angry.
What are the lyrics?
Do you know?
Yeah, I have them right here. Okay. Panic stricken, handle business, not a joke. Manners missing, travel different, no control. Time to listen, time to zip it, keep it closed. My description, highly gifted, take some notes. Lack of interest, why'd you visit? Hit the road. I'm kind of twisted, so keep your distance, be a ghost. And then it just keeps going on. And he's like really angry.
Yeet.
Therefore,
it's just Fitz yeeting Alvar across the yard.
Especially like manners missing, and
in this group, there's a lot of Fitz bashing, so.
Sorry about this.
Warning.
Fitz me lovers, you might just want to skip to Dex. Kara, it's your turn.
Okay, so I got two. One of them is Before You Go, because it's like, Before You Go, was there something
I
could have
said? Oh, that's true. So,
okay.
That's fair. I like that, because I can see Fitz being kind of like, oh, wait, no, I kind of was a little bit. Like, he did like
Sophie.
He apologized.
Right.
Sad about it. Like,
yeah.
He's
Unlocked.
Pathetic.
Yeah, and actually, I have before you go written for a different character. We'll get to it. Don't spoil it. But yeah, I could see Fitz being like a little bit apologetic because you know, in Unlocked, being like, oh, before he goes, there's something I could have said to make it not be so harsh. Yeah.
And then the other one was, what about us?
Aww, that's true.
The fact that the characters are good. Really nice to Fitz.
Yeah, I'm going to
really surprise.
Okay, I need to, that's fair. I need to go back and like change where I said Fitz shippers need to skip to Dex. No, you guys just need to skip to Karis.
Yeah. Okay, so mine is actually kind of sympathetic. I have Atlantis by Seafret, and so the lyrics to it, I don't know why. It's like a failing romance, and so it goes. It's in my heart, it's in my head. I never take back the things I said. So high above, I feel it coming down. She said, in my heart and in my head, tell me why this has to end. Oh no, I can't save us, my Atlantis, we fall. We've built this town on shaky ground. I can't save us, my Atlantis, oh no. We've built it up to pull it down.
That's good.
Yep.
See, Sydney and Karis are fair. The first, I mean, I just said chandelier. And
I mean, I also put me. Taylor Swift. And then,
okay.
Yeah. Fun. Okay, so for Dex, my computer Aiden's cut off. I need to make sure I didn't like mess it up.
Dex one, it's like...
No.
Oh no. Okay, so for Dex, I got the song Astronaut. I forgot who it was by. Is that like a famous song? Because that was my first result when I searched. Okay, give me 1 second. I thought that was a famous song because I searched songs about being left out. Right.
I've never.
And it was the first suggestion.
I searched that too, and that's where I found this one.
Alright, Astronaut lyrics.
Well, I mean.
Here it is. Okay, Astronaut is by Simple Plan. Can anybody hear me? Whoa, my computer just glitched out. Can anybody hear me, or am I talking to myself? My mind is running empty in search for someone else who doesn't look right through me. It's all just static in my head. Can anybody tell me why I'm lonely like a satellite? And then, I'm deafened by the silence. Is it something that I've done? I know that there are millions. I can't be the only one who's so disconnected. It's so different in my head. Can anybody tell me why I'm lonely like a satellite?
Poor thing.
Oh, that's actually
sad. Yeah. All right. Aiden.
Remember, no sliding around.
Sorry. I'm too loud. Mine,
it's Someone Like You by Adele.
Aww.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Aww. I wish nothing but the best for you. Too. Don't forget me. That's so true.
Aiden's crying. Oh, Aiden.
Okay, Kylie, go ahead. He'll be fine.
Kylie, what's yours? No, Kylie has like a bad one for Dex, doesn't she?
No, it's not a bad one. It's just very
guys.
Like,
you're not here, but Aiden's like covering his face with his shirt.
Don't embarrass him.
No, he doesn't mind being emotional.
Aw.
All right, Kylie, he'll be alright.
Okay. Mine is Count On Me by Bruno Mars, just because he's like a good friend. But
I put that up for someone else, but I debated it.
Said Aiden wouldn't like it because he ships Sophie and
it's not Dex. Only a friend one. I have it on my Sokeef playlist.
I think the reason that he ships Sophie and Dex, I don't think he's honestly like, oh yeah, it's the best romance there and it's the most likely to work out. It's more like, I just love Dex so much that I want him to be happy.
Mm.
And so far, Dex hasn't found someone else. It's like, the reason I still like Kinrally and I still am like, Kenrick could be alive, isn't because I'm like, oh, that's the most logical thing, Kenrick's alive. It's like, I just need Kenrick to be alive for me emotionally. Karis,
see, for
ahead.
Me, Keith oh, and sorry. Sophie is both the most logical thing and the most precious thing. Mm-hmm. So, like,
if you have
I'm
the
good.
Best of both worlds. Yeah. Me and Aiden have to suffer through emotional pain. Mm-hmm. Karis' turn.
Okay. So, like JC, I did search up songs about being left out. And I kind of went for it with the title and then found the lyrics. And I was like, okay, some of these can match up. But it's called She Don't Love You.
Oh, no, I read that one.
It's like, one of the things is, she's no stranger to believing. She's heard all the best goodbyes. Fallen has a different meaning. To her, you're just another guy.
Oh! Dang! That is rejection. Okay, I read the lyrics to that song, and it's more like a guy who's sad because he's broken up with that girl, and so she's just dating someone else to be dating someone else, and so he's like, she doesn't really love you, she's just hurt from breaking up with me.
Oh.
So Sydney's turn.
Okay, again, I have a bunch, just because, okay. So this is a famous one, if y'all know Put Your Records On. I don't know why, it just gives me Dex vibes. I guess because the iPod thing? Yeah. Wait, what's going on over here?
I'm sorry.
Katie's dying laughing at something.
Aiden, show me his pick for Sophie. We'll get to it. Sorry, keep going.
Okay. Aiden's making faces at me. I'm a little worried.
JC just walked away.
Okay, so back to my pick for Dex. This was kind of brutal, but I put the Broken Heart Club.
No!
The lyrics
Aiden is...
are, we're the newest members of the Broken Heart Club. Yeah, anyway.
Wait. I'm gonna pull up.
My brother is sobbing! Yeah.
And
you
then...
broke him.
I also put this song... I can't talk again! This song called Swing Swing. And so the lyrics go...
Swing and miss.
Swing, swing from the tangles of my heart is crushed by a former love.
Okay,
so
keep moving on.
Yep.
Oh, my poor buddy.
Yeah, I think that's all. Aww.
He's so sad.
Yeah, we broke Aiden, so we're gonna move on.
Oh, wait. I found the lyrics.
Read what? Broken Heart Club?
Broken Heart Club.
Oh, okay. Read the good ones.
They said, come be the newest member of the Broken Hearts Club. We hate every single little thing about the people that we love.
Oh,
we're the let down, we're the lied to, we're the lost go and it finds you. We're the lonely, make the lonely make... Wait,
I have
we're the lonely, make the lonely feel less lonely.
Oh.
And we're dying to invite you to stay and take away the pain. Because misery loves company, so hey, what do you say?
Oh, I'd also like to add, I put zero... by Imagine Dragons and Wild Things in too, because a big part of...
I put Wild Things too.
Yeah, because a big part of Dex's character is not only the whole Sophie thing, but then also his resistance. Yeah, and his resistance to math making and all of that, and like going against that. So, do I have the lyrics? Oh, Wild Things. Where was it? Oh, I lose my balance on these eggshells. You tell me to tread. I'd rather be a wild one instead. Don't want to hang around the in crowd. The cool kids aren't cool to me. They're not cooler than we are. So.
I know that whole song by heart.
Yeah, that was great.
Wait.
Okay.
Dick's a bad match?
Huh?
No. His parents were.
So that
has no effect on children?
Huh?
Does that have any effect on your children?
They're not automatically.
Remember how he's bullied for that? Yeah.
So, I just want to interject my thoughts. The lyrics that Kylie just read.
Paris, are you okay? I just saw Jay-Z's for Alvin.
Okay, hold on.
I'm afraid.
Sorry. The lyrics to the Broken Hearts Club thing reminded me. Sophie would totally say this to Orly, or like about Orly, just to
be mean, but. But come be the newest member of the Broken Hearts Club. Oof. We hate every little thing about the people that we love.
Oh.
We're the letdown. We're the lied to. We're the lost go when it found
you.
No, you changed.
You
the
ruined
meaning.
It.
JC.
No.
That's
JC.
So sad.
I'm sorry.
JC.
Anything you say, I'm going to filter it through Orly's brain.
I do the
just
same
to warn
key,
you.
So.
Yeah, so Sydney and I, we've said this on a different episode, but just so you guys know, anything you say, Sydney's going to try to filter it through Keith. I'm going to try to filter it through Orly.
Yeah.
You can he's going to filter it through Dex.
You can filter it through Keith, like his mom lied to him.
Oh.
The letdown, the lied to.
You're right.
Aww.
All of these people are
we
broken.
We hate every little thing about...
Oh, the backwards too because of Alvar?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
true.
Bianna at least.
Bianna was more...
We don't sympathize with Fitz here, okay?
Well, Fitz doesn't even like Alvar.
He's
not like, I love Alvar, but I hate him. He's just like...
Kill him.
Okay, so the next person is Sophie. For the Sophie,
Aiden looks excited.
Aiden's very excited, but I'm gonna go first. So, Shannon actually put this on one of her playlists, Fight Song by Rachel Platten. This is my fight song, or Like
Take
a Small Boat. Yes,
Take
My Mother's Song, Prove I'm Alright song, My Power's Turned Up, I'll Be Strong, but Like a Small Boat on the Ocean, sending big waves into motion,
mm-hmm.
Like how a single word can make a heart open.
That song's just so
I might
great.
Only have one match, but I can make an explosion. It's just very Sophie, very like
one
Sophie
match
is just happy.
Unlocked.
I mean,
wait.
It's not a match, but...
I was like, wait,
sorry.
Oh, you're Tim. Right, with the storehouse. That took me way too long to get. Oh, every time I think of the storehouse, I don't know what you're pointing to, hon.
Aiden, he hasn't read them locked.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It's okay.
Every time I think of the storehouse, all I can think of is your thing about Kendrick and I...
My thing about Kendrick. Oh! How I said... Okay, Aiden, spoilers, sorry.
She burns a storehouse and Unlocked. That's the whole story.
Anyway.
Yeah, you'll see the story. But no. I was like, what if they're just hiding Kenrick in the back of the storehouse?
And they didn't check for Kenrick was, so Sophie killed Kenrick. And I was like,
No, imagine just Cela just shows up and she's like, so actually, when you burn that down, you killed Kenrick, so... Well,
that would
sorry.
Just make Orly and yeah. Sophie's relationship so awesome. And then, oh, Sophie also, all those things I didn't say, wrecking balls inside my brain. I feel like that's, what was it? Sophie just being angry in general and, like, keeping the stuff in. Oh, inflicting, that's it. Using her inflicting emotions. Yeah. And then the Sophie, and then, okay, this is kind of Sophie and Fitz together. This is kind of Sophie and Fitz together, but a million reasons. You're giving me a million reasons to let you go, but all I need is one good one to stay. I feel like that kind of describes their relationship a little
bit.
Aiden's turn!
Yay. So mine is go to sleep, Baby Yoda.
Because Sophie never sleeps.
So Aiden!
In case you guys have never heard this, it's like, go to sleep, go to sleep. Go to sleep, my little green friend. Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep. Go to bed, rest your head. It's literally just like go to sleep over and over.
Imagine Sandor singing that to Sophie.
Is it copyrighted? Or is it a YouTube video?
It might be. Well, it's on Amazon Music, so it might be copyrighted, yeah. But it's really funny. You guys should listen to it and imagine that it's being sung to Sophie.
By Sandor. Go to sleep. Oh, by Sandor.
Sandor just sitting outside her door. Go to sleep. Okay, Kylie.
My little green friend.
Flory. Flory's the one that sings to her.
Yeah.
Okay. My two for Sophie were Gotta Find Where I Belong by Meg Donnelly, which is actually from Zombies. Yeah, but it fits. That was not funny.
I know.
Okay. The first verse matches, but not as much as I feel like the second verse does. It says, I wish that I could feel the way you do sometimes. You're stuck on the outside while I'm here wondering why. I had to make it worse. You were already hurt. Don't want to be another thing on your mind. I wish that I could make it change instead of making mistakes. Trying to hold you up. Instead, I'm the one pushing away. Just want to understand, but every time I can't, I don't know why. I don't feel like I belong anywhere. How did I get this so wrong to leave us right here? The more I cover up my flaws, the more they appear. I gotta find where I belong.
Interesting.
Which, it could, like, match with a ton of characters in Keeper. And then my other one, which it really just reminded me of her eyeballs. Literally, like, that's the only reason. But it's Fire and Gold, which it does a lot of the song fits. But
fire and gold.
But baby, we were born with fire and gold in our eyes. With fire and gold in our eyes. Got lightning in a bottle, hands on the throttle. Even in the dust, we shine with fire and gold in our eyes. Just because I think of, like, the gold flecks in your eyes. Literally, like,
wow.
My whole.
Yep. Okay, Kira sister.
Okay, so I have Fight Song, of course. But I was putting that down for Brianna just.
Mm-hmm. I have a really good one for Brianna. I just realized how good it was. Okay. So I keep going.
And then for Sophie, I also have, like, Stronger by Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, which doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah.
Stay a little longer.
Yeah.
I almost put Catching My Breath by her, too. Isn't that by her?
I don't know. I haven't heard that
but
song.
I also
oh, it's good. You
just
like...
I'm sorry.
No, I was... Go ahead.
Okay. Just because, I don't know, I found it when I was searching random songs, but it's called How Can I Help You Say Goodbye. It's more Keith to Sophie. It's like... And she said, how can I help you say goodbye? It's okay to hurt and it's okay to cry. Come let me hold you and I will try. How can I help you say goodbye? So whenever she broke up with Fitz, whenever he was comforting her, whenever she broke up with Fitz, it just reminded me of that.
Oh my goodness. That's so sweet. That's a good song.
Wait.
Aww.
Yes. Sophie broke.
Okay, I'm looking
for mine. Okay, Aiden hasn't finished Legacy.
Spoiler.
I don't think I told you that before, did I?
Well, I think so, but I don't remember it.
Well, there you go. You can celebrate
for a moment. Aiden doesn't like Fitz. He doesn't like Keith that much because he likes Dex, but he doesn't like Fitz more than he doesn't like Keith. Because
I don't like Fitzy.
Because, right, he's still on that thing where Fitz called Dex Deck in book one by accident.
By accident?
Oh, I should show
Are you.
He didn't know No. Aiden. Why do I keep... Actually,
you cannot talk.
Yeah,
Cindy just called my brother Dex.
You keep saying he's literally Dex. Okay.
Well, he is.
Anyway, in the book one, the annotated edition, it says it was an accident.
It was. Because Fitz doesn't know every kid, especially, like, some random, you know, kid whose parents are bad
Sophie
match.
Sophie literally
who's, like,
just
like,
went.
I mean, I'm right
who's
here.
Two grades
I know you, and I'm calling you the wrong name, so,
that's
like.
But Aiden, Dex was two grades.
Sydney for forever now?
I'm glad to be called Dex.
But Dex was two grades behind Fitz, or, like, a grade behind Fitz. He's younger. He's not part of the popular group, and Fitz is. So how was Fitz expected to know him?
Don't rustle your paper.
Yeah, don't rustle your paper, dear. All right, and so Sydney, it's your turn on Sophie.
So I have All the Right Moves by One Republic, because it reminds me of how she's like, oh, the Never Seen keeps beating us, because it goes, I know we got it good, but they got it made, and their grass is getting greener each day. I know things are looking up, but soon they'll take us down before anybody's knowing our name. They got all the right friends in all the right places, so yeah, we're going down. They got all the right moves in all the right faces, so yeah, we're going down.
Optimistic, Sophie.
Oh, yeah. And then Brick by Boring Brick, which is actually, I think All the Right Moves is on Shannon's playlist, but also Brick by Boring Brick is too. And I see exactly where she got the inspiration, and it's just a really good song. But then, she lives in a fairy tale somewhere too far for us to find. Forgotten taste and smell of the world that she's left behind. It's all about the exposure, the lens I told her. The angles were all wrong now. She's ripping wings off of butterflies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so basically, like, she's in a fairy tale world and it looks great, but then if the angles are wrong, like how the elven world is a little messed
up. Yeah, yeah. It looks beautiful on the surface, but then you realize it's crumbling.
Mm-hmm. And then, the next verse also just has, like, I think it's a Fitz reference, in my opinion. So one day he found her crying, coiled up on the dirty ground. Her prince finally came to save her, and the rest you can figure out. But it was a trick, and the clock struck 12.
Ooh!
And this is on Shannon's playlist for, I think, book one.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. That foreshadowing.
I know! I love that song, too. It's so fun to play guitar. Anyway.
Whoa. Okay. My mind is blown. She's dropped a lot of hints, though, about, like, Fitzby and stuff. Anyway, so, the next character is Bianna. And I didn't realize at first, I was thinking for a long time about Bianna, because I was like, I want to get one for her, because she's cool. And I was thinking, and I was just scrolling through my playlist on Amazon Music, and then I saw the song, and I was like, oh, that could kind of fit Bianna. Wrote it down. Then while Karis was talking about Sophie and how she had put Fight Song for Bianna, I thought about my song's lyrics, and I was like, oh, wait, that actually works. This is Me from The Greatest Showman. Specifically, her after Nightfall.
I put that too.
Yes, we think alike, great minds. But like, look out, because here I come, and I'm marching onto the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me. What's the very beginning?
Because she in one of her like her scars, she wasn't ashamed of her scars.
I'm not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, because we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars.
Yeah.
Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, where we're glorious.
Nice.
So yeah, good I was
one.
Happy.
Y'all took my only one I had for her.
Oh, you had this is me as well. Yes, for triplets. Okay, Aiden, did you have?
So mine is Eye of the Tiger.
Oh.
Because it's rising up back on the streets after she shatters herself.
Back to the
streets. Took my time, took my chances whenever she goes up to Vespera and Fenton.
Yeah. So the general consensus
that's her
from all of
boom.
Us.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yep, it's like, that Bianca's awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's all of my songs.
It's just like, you know that image of a person just like walking out of fire and like putting their sunglasses up like, hello.
She was so great. So mine is Sit Still Look Pretty. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Wait, Kylie said she only had one.
Yeah. Oh, then it's my turn.
Oh, I thought you had This Is Me Only. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I had, I kept in the theme of after she had the battle, like, she was still, like, so I put Stronger, Fight Song, This Is Me, and Rise Up by Andra Day.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention for Sophie, I did put Brown Eyed Girl. Okay, so
we like keep talking to Sophie. You're my brown girl.
Why do I say it? It's not amused.
I can just see there being like some ball, and then all of a sudden a human song comes on, and they're all just like, "What?" And Keith just walks up to the stage and just starts singing. Yeah. Do you remember when
we used to sing?
And just dancing across the stage, screaming singing, and Sophie's just sitting because she's the only one with brown eyes there, and everyone knows who he's talking
staring
about.
At
but
her.
She's just sitting there like staring at her laugh, like make it be over.
If Aurelie had brown eyes, I could see this with her too.
It's like the book one thing all over again. She's just staring at her plate, like, please make it stop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so mine is Sit Still with Pretty. Sure, here are some lyrics. Sure, I'm a pretty girl up in a pretty world, and but they say pretty hurts, and I don't want to sit still. Listen to the song. And then also, Scars to Your Beautiful, which everyone knows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Someone actually on the Instagram put Love Myself by, who was it? I don't know. Some song, oh, Haley Somebody?
I don't know. Well. I don't know Love Myself. I know Love Yourself.
By Justin Bieber?
Yeah, and then Homecoming Queen, I forget who it's by. I think Kylie knows it. Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
but I don't know.
And it's, I think it's by a country singer. Like, is it Kelsey Ballerini? Well, I don't know how to say her name. But that one's good, too. Like, it talks about being popular, but actually having struggles. Anyway.
But the first one you said reminds me of Roar by Katy Perry. Like, I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath.
I almost put Roar down.
Yeah.
So that's a good one. By the way, Kendrick would just, if Kendrick was alive, and it's, like, after the series, right, and he's just singing that to Sophie, and, like, they're dating by then, so everyone's just like, ha, he's talking about his girlfriend, Sophie. I feel like Kendrick would be like, hold on, keep, let me join in, and then just change it to Blue Eyed Girl, and aww. Orly and Sophie would just be dying, like, why are they
that's
this way?
That's so cute, though.
Okay, sorry, that image popped into my head, and I know, this is why he needs to be alive, and Sophie just needs to stop disliking Orly so they can just, like, be alike. They're so alike.
And their boyfriends are alike too.
They're love interests. Okay, so the next one is Tam, and just to kind of say ahead, the one after Tam is Lynn. I don't know if we could get a lot on Lynn, but
I have one.
Okay, it's so really good. Tam and Lynn, I just kind of got one put together, and it's on Shannon's playlist. So
no,
you know the song?
I bet you took mine.
Apologize.
Yes.
By One Republic.
I told you this one was Tam.
Mm-hmm. So this actually, whenever the playlist was first released, I think this was the Lodestar playlist. Sydney actually texted me the lyrics of the song. Was like, I feel like this is Tam and Lynn to their parents.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just the one that pops into my head.
I have the lyrics.
Both Tam
here.
And Lynn.
It's just like. Yeah, it's too late to apologize. Anyway.
What's the first line of it again?
I'm holding on your rope, got me 10 feet off all right. the ground. I'm hearing what you say, but I just can't make a sound.
I feel like this could also be, and you said this, you felt like this could also be Sophie and Keith whenever it's like she didn't know if she could forgive this one.
I was like,
and Lodestar.
Is this about it, which
it
one
probably
is
be
it?
Both.
Yeah,
it's just be. like imagine in a music video that like Lynn is singing part of it to her parents, Tam singing part of it to his parents, and then it switches to Sophie singing part of it to Keith.
Yep.
Are we doing both Tam and Lynn right now?
No, you're just doing Tam. Okay. I just had one for both of them combined, so now Aiden's gonna do his Tam song.
Can I go last?
Now I want to see like an animation of
mine
Tam
is the
and
Sound of Silence by Disturbed.
The Sound of Silence.
I put that one down too.
Why is Aiden winking at me?
You're winking at me.
So you know in Unlocked.
That's creepy.
He's just okay. No, you know in Unlocked. Listen,
that's old news.
That's it was several. Your face is really red. Like what?
I know. No, JC, she's sunburned.
Right. Okay. Sorry. In Unlocked, not Unlocked. What am I thinking of? What just happened? Yes, it was in Legacy. Sorry. You know when Dex is on Team Valiant and he's like being like Keith, basically like winking and making jokes and like. Messing with everyone, making Counselor Emery basically want to murder them. That's what Aiden's being like just randomly winking at people. He'll just stare at Sydney and wink at her. That's what it makes me think of is Dex and Legacy. Okay, Kylie, do you have one for Tam?
Can y'all give me a minute? Because there's one and I'm trying to find the lyrics.
Yeah, so we'll just skip to Karis. Okay.
Kylie has her phone, just so you know. She's like huddled over her phone.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Is that just how you type?
No, I'm just, like, trying to find it,
oh,
and I'm really
fast.
Concentrating.
Like, normally, I'm like,
she looks so antisocial.
Karis, go.
I'm not.
Okay. I guess I'll go. I want to just
guess
you're
going.
Okay. Go ahead. So, I couldn't really find one for Tam, just because I didn't want to use Sound of Silence, because I already knew Aiden did that one. And so, the only thing I could think of
why is that even Tam?
Was this song from, I can't remember if it was the Lego movie or Lego Batman, and it's Batman. Darkness. No parents being super rich kind of makes it better.
That's so accurate. Okay, the Lego movie, you know when Batman's dating Wildstyle and he's just sitting in the front, he's like, listen to my dogs, listen to them roar. Darkness, no parents, being super rich kind of makes it better.
That's the only thing I could think of, and right. I thought it was kind of
a tale of the darkness, no parents.
Yeah. I mean, it oddly fits.
And so I was like, okay, that works.
Alright then.
You don't know how The Sound of Silence fits in with Tam?
It's just funny.
It's hello darkness, my old friend. And he literally stands in the corner and collects shadows.
I don't know. It's just so funny that it's just that no one argues it, but like, why?
Hello darkness, my old friend. We told you why.
I'm trolling so hard.
Sorry.
Who won?
Kylie's
about darkness too.
Kylie's still thinking. So, Sydney. Tam, do you have one for
Tam? Oh, I just put it. Wait, what did I put? Apologize and Sound of Silence.
Oh, cool. So, most of us think alike. I like it.
Apologize, though, is like my Tam song. I just, every time I hear it, I think of that scene.
Mm-hmm. Kylie, do you have your Tam song yet? Just tell
us
what's
cool. I can't
find
it. If I find it,
just the original one you had.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to. I was going to have two, and this song fits perfectly, but I can't remember the name of it.
Mm. I mean, there's a lot of
songs.
And
I can only vaguely remember the lyrics.
Basically, listen to, like, what is it? I forgot
the
name of it. There we go. Thank you, Aiden.
Okay, so.
No, I feel like he would be more punk. I don't know why. Tam isn't, like, Fitz would be heavy metal, and Sophie's heavy metal.
No, I could see Keith walking around his house just listening to Can't Stop with the Feeling by Justin.
Oh my goodness.
But also, a lot of Shannon's songs on the playlist that are Keith songs are like rock. They're like kind of punkish.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't see it with heavy metal. I love how I know the difference. Anyway.
Sorry, I was going to say something. I don't remember. I had the whole sentence planned out in my brain. Continue.
Okay, should we do one? Okay, I have mine for Tam now, which I didn't find the actual song, but I had another one, so it's fine. So the lyrics of this one is called Older Than I Am by Lena and Stella, which it's a good song, but...
Wait, who's it by?
Lena and Stella.
Lena and Stella, okay.
Lena what?
Lena and Stella. Lena and Stella. Yeah. Lynn and Stella? Linen.
Linen. Like linen.
No.
Linen.
Oh, so
it doesn't matter.
Linon. Stella. Okay, got it. I don't know. So the lyrics of it, though, which are kind of sad, but it says, my heart's... It messed up.
Wow!
That's a great song.
How do you spell that?
P-O-O-H-U-U-P.
Okay, wait, what'd you say?
P-O-O-H-U-U-P-P.
I thought he was going to reference our pool thing from a mom. Remember? Crumble into a pool.
Okay, so the lyrics are, my heart's seen a lot of things I wish it didn't. Somewhere I lost some of my innocence and I miss it. Stay up all night, my thinking is twisted. My life's been survival of the fittest, but I did it.
Why is that so
I do
characters?
My own healing, manage all my own feelings. I don't ask for help, no, because I don't need it. And then the chorus. And then, why am I always the one making decisions? How do I handle the pressure? I do my best to fake it, but honestly, I hate it. I do all my own fighting. I'm who I'm going to confide in. Maybe I need help. No, I deny it.
Ooh, that's a good song. That fits a lot of characters, too. Like, mm-hmm. Sophie and Keith.
Yeah.
See, like, you're over here with the good songs, and I'm over here with the Batman song.
I love how y'all are like,
I literally put Chandelier for Fitz.
Okay. See, I did good on Fitz.
What
is
that?
They're all
you did, and they are.
Okay, next one is Lynn.
Yes, Lynn. I already kind of did my one for Tam and Lynn, so Aiden, you have one for Lynn?
Yeah, I do. Have you ever seen The Rain?
Have you ever seen The Rain?
I don't really know the lyrics.
Yeah, Lynn is a hard one.
Ah,
Kylie?
No.
Okay, so I didn't do, like, give Lynn's too much thought. And also, let me find my list. Here it is. Okay. But my ones for Lynn are Stand in the Rain and Force of Nature.
Basically, water.
Okay. Water.
Just, okay. So Lynn's personality. Whenever you said you didn't give your Lynn very much thought, I gave it even less thought. Let me explain this before I say it.
Oh, dear.
I was sitting there.
I'm so worried.
I haven't had any sleep last night, and I was like, Lynn, water, baby shark.
baby shark.
Wow. So...
Okay, moving on before we before it gets stuck in our heads. Kylie, yes.
Now it's in my head. Okay, I was just gonna read some of the lyrics of Force of Nature.
Okay.
As to why I chose it.
Oh, it's, even though it's about a guy.
Yeah, it is, but I don't know why.
It fits.
It fits. Some of the lyrics fit.
Oh, it could be if someone was singing about her.
Yeah, Sid.
Oh,
no, really.
Okay, sorry.
You don't say. No, she's singing about everyone else around her.
Okay. So the chorus.
Slow sometimes.
The chorus says, because you're a force of nature, look at what you've done. I can taste the danger, but I don't want to run. So pull me to the ground and I won't put up a fight. I'm a caution taker, but you're a force of nature.
So mine is, so, oh, wait, what was I going to say? I was going to say something before that. Oh, yeah. Also, I promise we like Lynn.
Oh, yeah.
Just that she's hard to...
Here's the thing. I feel like she has probably a very deep personality, and she could be a really interesting character, but because she's so quiet, we don't get to go into detail a lot about her, like, personality besides what we know. It's just hard to... It's hard to know more about her and know more about, like, what sort of songs would describe her because we don't know much about her.
Okay, mine is fitting more and more.
Yeah, which bothers me. Like, when I was trying to come up with songs, I was like, but, like... What would Lynn even feel? Okay. You know what I mean?
Listen to mine. Mine's kind of good. Okay, mine's kind of making more sense. Okay, so mine is Forest Fires by Lauren Aquilina. The second verse is the most accurate, I think, about how, like, people were... Are you listening to me? Mm-hmm. They're just making faces at each other. Anyway.
I'm listening to my friend on the Wikipedia. If you're listening to this, you know who you are.
Aiden's the only one listening.
Don't close my computer, it's recording.
Why does Aiden keep winking at me?
Everybody's been winking to the person across the room.
Okay.
I like your episode ideas, friend, on the Wikipedia. Sorry, okay. So continue, Sydney.
Listen to my song.
Okay, listening.
Okay, so this one for Lynn. The second verse is like, to me... the second one is to me how she would feel after they, when everyone was scared of her after Atlantis. Mm-hmm. So, the people on this train already made up their minds about me. I can already feel their hate. The stranger who saw his sorrow must be a fault of my own. And then, the other lyrics go, I don't have much to say. There's nothing in this name. Sorry to disappoint again. Nobody pines for the lister. A thrill I failed to deliver. And whilst I watch in silence, you're starting forest fires. You start them just to feel the heat. And whilst I keep my quiet, you're running with the tigers. You're running just to run from me.
Tiger King isn't
it? It ends with, and I don't blame you. Who would want to be around me?
Oh, no! Oh, no!
See, it's a very sad song. You have a good insight on her personality. I like that.
I don't know where that came from, but thanks.
Since I was like, oh, I just saw some of the lyrics and was like, yeah, and then
I don't know how. I just listened to it. I was like, it sounds like fun. Okay,
good job. So the next we have is, did anyone get one for number 8
for Jency?
I got Jency and Morella the same thing.
Oh,
all right, Aiden, what'd you get for Jency and Morella?
Before You Go by Lewis Capaldi.
Why?
I don't know.
I love that.
Okay.
Did anyone else get Jency and Morella?
I don't know.
I have, Jency for me, I put Count On Me.
No.
Because it's just like a cute
thing. Didn't Kylie put that for Dex?
Yes. Yeah. But to me, it fits Jency more because it's like friendly and like upbeat.
Laid back,
like,
yeah.
You can count on me. Anyway.
Jency would sing it at double speed.
Yeah. You can count on me, like 1, 2, 3.
Dancing around the room.
And then Cool Kids. I wish that I could. Don't judge. I'm not actually trying to sing, but, you know. and then, are we doing Morella now?
If anyone has Morella.
I had Morellas before you go, also.
Yeah, we know.
Do you have Morella? Do you have Morella?
No. I didn't have anything.
Okay.
Coracle.
Do I have Morella?
Oh, no. You?
Excuse me. I kind of cheated with some of these and looked up other people's, but they're good. So, Call Me Maybe.
Hey, I just met you, and it is crazy!
Wow, that was loud. Rest in peace, headphone users.
Yep. And then, Girl on Fire. Is that what it's called? This Girl's on Fire?
This Girl is on Fire! No, okay, I have a rant about that song. I have seen too many Dedrick jokes with that song. Like, this guy is on fire.
I feel like they've made
And I can't listen to that song anymore. I can't. Continue.
So, and then the last one I have is Teenage Mind by Tate McRae. I think
Oh, I love that song.
Do I have the lyrics up?
I can probably pull them up.
I can pull them up super quick. Oh, they're right here.
Just being scarred for life here.
Okay, here we go.
Like a ball right
one
now.
Moment we're broken and then we're fine. He called you back. Wait, wasn't he mine? One moment we're broken and then we're fine. Lost in the puzzle of the teenage mind. Yep.
Oh, and then this one's also her. This lyric. Some girls get all done up, lose their face to repair. They attend every party, but it's taking them nowhere. Some think it's funny, say they don't even care, but on the inside they wish they were there. So just kind of how she, like, observes everyone, gossips about everyone. She's like, look at these crazy teenagers. Anyway.
And she is a crazy
teenager. Yeah, she is, too.
Okay. All right.
Forkle.
So here's a fun fact about JC. JC cannot write Forkle or understand Forkle if her life depended on it, so JC doesn't have a song for Forkle. Do you, Aiden?
Oh, yeah.
Demons. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Everyone just said, oh, no.
Demons by Imagine Dragons.
Oh.
Huh. Okay, wait. Did I write that?
I
want to hide the truth. I want to shelter you. With the beast inside, there's nowhere we can hide. I actually have... I just winked at Aiden.
I just winked back at her.
I have...
No, Karis is winking at me, too.
I have a different character, like demons for a different character, and I will explain how it makes sense. But, Kylie, go ahead.
I have none.
Okay, Aiden, get closer to the mic.
Karis, do you have one for Forkle?
No, I don't.
Sydney, you have one for Forkle?
Yes.
Sydney can write Forkle, by the way.
Well, this was just the only one I could think of. It was Brother by Need to Breathe. I think that's
what it's called. Oh, Brother, let me be your shelter. Oh.
Yeah. Never leave you alone.
That's like my favorite song.
That's actually my heart.
Guys, listen to it.
Okay, I've never, felt bad for...
I all the time.
Never felt bad for Forkle? For Forkle, what are you saying right now, JC?
I felt bad for Orly, who felt guilty about Forkle, but I never felt bad for Forkle.
I mean, he lost his brother. He lost, the other half of
but
him.
But it was like he was the same person in my head. It's weird because it's him. Like, I don't... You lost
but it
yourself.
Wasn't him.
I'm the same way, but...
It just doesn't...
Hey, guys.
Rest in peace again, headphone users.
Don't talk over each other.
But yeah, it just didn't make sense to me because it's like, he died, but now he's sad that he died.
Okay, guess where we're at.
It's weird.
Orally, do not say my song.
I didn't. Okay, Sydney told me about a song for Orly, and it's really good.
I'm looking at the lyrics right now.
Okay, so I get to go first, and so I'm gonna pull up my 15 song note.
Oh no!
I'm gonna try to rapid fire my 15, 16 Orly songs.
Okay, JC, so, you're limited. Should I limit this?
Well, I'm just gonna do one line from each song. I'm gonna kind of rapid fire, and my friend on the wiki will like me. Anyway, Orly. So the next right thing from Frozen 2, the key outtakes from that. I've seen dark before, but not like this. This is cold. This is empty. This is numb. Oh. The life I knew is over. Can there be a day beyond this night? I can't find my direction. I'm all alone. How to rise from the floor when it's not you I'm rising for? I'm fine.
Aww.
Then the next one. Okay, this song is, apparently very obscure. It took me a long time to find it, and the number of fire references I'm, sort of uncomfortable with, but it's also kind of representative. Even if Orly wouldn't say this, she may, think this. So it's called This Goodbye by Beth Crawley. This is the lyrics. My world caught fire, you're the one who lit the spark. Now I'm playing with matches, all alone here in the dark. I had to learn the hard way that salvation had its price, but I'll never forgive myself that you were the sacrifice. And I can't bring myself to say goodbye. I walk with my head up, I say I'm fine, but that's a lie. Your face will always haunt me, it's my comfort and my curse, and I can't imagine any feeling could be worse than this goodbye. Some days the guilt inside becomes too much to bear. I stop seeking redemption, I don't have the will to care. I know I should be stronger, because I think that's what you'd want. You'd be so ashamed if you could see the nothing I've become. Then I'm going to skip over the chorus again. I'm so sorry that I couldn't save you. I gladly would have taken your place. I wanted to protect you, but I broke every promise I made. Please don't leave me. Because.
Aww.
And then I have, the normal, funeral song goodbye, but it just fits really well. It's like, I never thought there'd come a time that our story would end. Then someone you loved, I was getting kind of used to being someone you loved. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, you're not here to get me through it all.
And I didn't close my eyes when I hurt sometimes.
Fall into your arms. Yeah. Then before you go. So this one isn't Ken Rally. It's actually talking about Orly and Sophie's relationship. And I have outlined what each one would say. But Orly saying, I fell by the wayside like everyone else. Then Sophie says, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. But I was just kidding myself.
Kidding myself.
Karis.
Bro, well, can you tell him dead? You don't need to break JC's heart anymore.
Calm yourselves. No, that's Sophie. But if you look at it and read the lyrics, you can tell it's a conversation, or in my mind, you can make it a conversation between two people, and it's very sad. I surrender. There's so much, or this is more Kenrick, actually. Karis told me about this, but there's so much life I have left to live. When I watch you look at me, I think I could find the will to stand for every dream and give up the solid ground, to give up this fear within of what would happen if they ever knew I'm in love with you.
Oh, I see that one.
Take It All by Adele is back to Sophie and Orly. Didn't I Give It All? I Tried My Best. I Gave You Everything I Had. Everything and No Less. Didn't I Do It Right? Did I Let You Down? Maybe You Got Too Used to Having Me Around, but how could you walk away from all my tears? It's going to be an empty road without me here. But go on and take it. Take it all from me. Don't look back on this crumbling fool. Just take it all with my love.
Wow.
Love Someone. I didn't put that on there. If you,
how close are we?
Like halfway.
If you, oh, no, Stacey.
I'm trying. If you love someone and you're not afraid to lose them, you've probably never loved someone like I do. Rewrite the Stars. I'm just not going to comment on that other than whenever Philip ran into the fire to save Anna, I almost died. Then I have a few like non-canon songs that I'm not going to go into. So that's all I have for right now. The non-canon songs are my imagination of other conversations. Sydney said, woo!
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Oh, finally. No. I have Perfect by Ed Sheeran.
Oh, that's cute.
And then I have Or I Will Always Love You by...
Oh, I forgot one!
Aww!
Yeah, that one's sweet. I have one. Yeah, that's sweet. 1,000 years. Yeah. I've died every day waiting for you. It's like if Kendrick ended up being alive. Oh, that is my non-canonical one. Sorry.
Wait, did she literally take everyone's except for mine?
Maybe. Yeah. Kylie.
Okay, so I have two. The first one is Smoke and Fire, which I feel like... Okay.
Smoke and Fire.
So I feel like the verses work, but you have to look at them from a perspective of it's almost like after Kimrick is dead, and the chorus is when Kimrick is alive, if that makes sense. So the chorus says...
when he's dead. Okay, got it.
Okay. Oh, our love is running into a burning building. Oh, our love is scattered ash with a burnt up feeling. We feel the heat, so we started running. You know I saw it coming, but the memories are still in my mind, burning like smoke and fire.
Saw it coming.
Yeah, I know. And
Jaycee's
then,
just...
Jaycee's just processing her emotions.
Okay, so I feel like after everyone... Before kind of suspected.
Maybe he had to come for me. Me and Aiden had this thing whenever I was actually like for the first time reading the series. Every book after Everblaze, I would just come downstairs like every once in a while, come downstairs in tears, and he'd just be like, "You're having a Kin Rally overload, aren't you?"
Oh,
and I'd be like, "Yes," and he'd just hug me.
Aww.
It happened for 30 minutes.
Aww.
Don't tell my secrets.
Okay. So, then the verse, like, just basically. It's kind of like, you know how after, everyone kind of knew beforehand that Orly and Kimrick had a thing?
Oh, yeah.
It was just like,
it's part of the gossip.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so rumors spread like wildfire. Yes. I held a strong ground, but I've been burning down. Because it's like fire is all I hear about, and we're fading out. I don't want to turn out the light, but it's like, I'm no firefighter. I just need to breathe tonight. So I sound the alarm, and there goes the night. Okay, and all the verses are like that, just different versions of that.
Jaycee's I'm pretty sure we're okay. Well. Jaycee's like,
okay, not as and as then
I love it, but I don't.
And then my other one was Dancing with Your Ghost, which is
we're gonna have to like, if you get when you get married, we're gonna like set up a bodyguard system.
I thought you were gonna say something about you're gonna we're gonna have a campfire or something.
No,
I thought you were gonna say
we're
gonna be like a Kimrick
I'm
memorial.
Just saying, your husband cannot be in the military or anything dangerous
or a firefighter.
Okay, so then my other song is Dancing with Your Ghost by Sasha Sloan, and it's yelling at the sky, screaming at the world, baby, why'd you go away? I'm still your girl. Holding on too tight, head up in the clouds, heaven only knows where you are now. How do I love? How do I love again? How do I trust? How do I trust again? I stay up all night, tell myself I'm all right. Baby, you're just harder to see than most. I put the record on, wait till I hear our song. Every night I'm dancing with your ghost. Never got the chance to say a last goodbye. I gotta move on, but it hurts to try. How do I love? How do I love again? And then it goes back into the...
That's sad. Jaycee, it's kind of a smiley face you just wrote.
That was not a smiley face. It was a timestamp so I can know to listen to this specific part to make sure I don't say my workplace.
Oh, gotcha.
Sorry.
Oh, I thought she was writing a smiley face and pushing all of her happy feelings into there so she could just be
I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, does she need to put a smiley face? Because she...
Okay, we're back. Sorry, I kind of interrupted Kylie, I think, but I had to explain something. Me good. I was not drawing a smiley face. Yes, go Karis.
Okay, so every time we move on to a different person, I go back and think of someone for another one, so I'm just going to quickly say this, but Sophie, it reminded me of Gotta Go My Own Way from High School Musical. I've got to move on and be who I am. And
just kidding. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's good. So fits, yeah.
I hope you understand. Okay. Mm-hmm. Back to Aurel. So I put someone you loved. I put say something.
Okay, so that's one of my non-canonical ones because I picture that as their conversation whenever Kenrick gives her his catch.
Okay, well, I put that. And then, I put...
She's just kind of in shock sitting there and he's like, say something, please.
I put stay by Rihanna.
That's so sad, Jaycee.
Jaycee!
Oh my gosh! I have vivid, like, vivid visualization.
Why are you so here's my crush that might die. Oh my gosh. Okay, anyway.
Cindy's kidding. No, this is, okay, because I've seen myself as Orly, like, seen myself in Orly for so long, I can completely clearly envision every one of the conversations that are alluded to, and it just, it's so sad.
Anyway. Okay, and then I put stay by Rihanna, because, I don't know.
It's just the word stay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean. I want you to stay. Okay, and then I found, whenever I was searching up, I think you know it, it's The Dance by Garth Brooks. One of the things is, and now I'm glad I didn't know the way it would all end, the way it would go, our lives are better left to chance. I would have missed the, I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
Let me throw in, okay, so the my other non-canonical thing about whenever, because they had to have a, some conversation where Kendrick's like, my life's in danger, here's my catch, and she was like, what? All I Ask by Adele, if this is my last night with you, hold me like a more than just a friend, because what if I never love again? And then that was also
that could be canonical.
I know that's that say something could be too, and hold me while you wait. All three of those are like the same like feeling captured in three songs. But anyway, yeah, those are most of my non-canonical songs.
My turn.
Cindy's turn.
Okay, so this one is The Lonely by Christina Perry, and I told this to Jaycee. She
learned it on piano within a day.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, so I don't know where to start with this one. Let's see.
Let's start at the very beginning.
Wow. So here we go. 2 a.m., where do I begin? Crying off my face again. The silent sound of loneliness wants to follow me to bed. I'm the ghost of a girl that I want to be most. I'm the shell of a girl that I used to know. Dancing slowly in an empty room. Can the lonely take the place of you? I sing myself a quiet lullaby. Let you go and let the lonely in to take my heart again. Yeah, I think that's... Oh, and then,
Too afraid to go inside for the pain of one more loveless night, but the loneliness will follow me and hold me till I fall asleep.
Anyway.
And then... I may or not have
the other one is...
I wrote that one down too, but...
Yeah,
Sydney's song.
Yes,
Sydney's song. My song. I listened to it before she did.
No, you didn't.
Ooh. And then...
No, yeah. You did not.
Yeah. Broken
no,
Pieces
Up. For a long time.
How long?
A good... Okay. I don't know.
I listened to it for over Sydney. A year.
Same.
Because Sydney. Neither of you wrote it.
Okay.
Broken,
yeah.
Broken Pieces of a Barely Breathing Story reminded me of her watching that memory where Kenrick actually asked her to leave the council, which she didn't know that he had.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Until she saw that memory, and her reaction, she just, like, starts, like, crying uncontrollably, and it's, like, broken pieces. Like, there's these different broken pieces of, like, the story of us. It's barely still a story, but it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And... What was it? Where there once was love, now there's only me. And whenever I got to that part of the song, that's where I broke.
Y'all should listen to it. It's really pretty.
It's so pretty and so sad.
Yeah, it's a really good emotional song. Also, I like... There's one called, by her called Distance. I don't know. I don't remember it, but I know I like it. Anyway. Anyone have Bront?
Yes.
I do.
I have one. Okay, I get to go first. So that's... he's actually the one I put Demons for. Because I can picture him as, like... He wants to not be, a horrible person. So I feel like, especially after Everblaze, because I feel like Kenrick's death is kind of what changed him and kind of what made him, like, realize, oh, so, you know, things are kind of not the way that they should be, and we do need to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, I also picture him and Tarek helping Orly through, you know, after Kenrick died a lot. I mean, even, like, whenever Fintan reappeared, Tarek was the one who was like, Orly, you know, don't try to attack the pyrokinetic. So,
good idea.
The pyrokinetic holding Everblaze. Let's not do that. But for some reason, I could just see him being like, don't... And Sophie inflicted the positive emotions on him, and he's, like, allergic to happiness.
Yeah.
So, like, don't get too close. It's dark inside. It's where my demons hide.
Uh-huh.
Aiden.
I also put Imagine Dragons. I put Natural...
No, that, okay.
That's like Alvar.
I feel
like
Alvar.
No, he's like, yeah, Sophie's a natural. She'll figure it out, and I'll make sure she fails.
No. The lyrics.
Once you get to Legacy, he's Miss Foster. I'm not your father, but if I was, I'd be proud.
Listen, that's my Gisela song or Gisela or Vespera.
Yep. Ooh, I feel like it's Alvar. What?
Alvar?
Why did I think so? One second. So,
okay, we'll get to them.
Alvar's not even on this.
Kylie, did you put
one? Natural.
Okay. I did Keeping with My Child songs and my crazy songs. whenever I think Runt, I think Grumpy. So it made me think of the song that the Grumpy Old Troll Under the Bridge sang in Dora.
I'm the Grumpy Old Troll.
That is what I put down for Runt. The song that the Grumpy Troll Under the Bridge sang in Dora.
Do you know it?
Sort of.
I'm the grumpy old troll who lives under the bridge.
They all have little songs.
I mean, listen. No, I watched Dora. Okay, so Dora was like my original obsession.
She was as obsessed as Keeping Up, probably more obsessed
because I had like an imaginary friend Boots that walked around and followed me.
I like
and my dad know. Pretended to eat him, and that's whenever I first experienced grief and loss.
I actually didn't watch Dora. I watched Diego.
I was obsessed with Dora too, apparently, but I have no memory of it.
I have vague memories of it. It was from like whenever I was zero till I was like seven.
That's where you learned to speak.
Literally all day. It's insane.
My imaginary friend was from Little Bear. What's her name? Emily.
I have no clue what Little Bear is.
Yeah, she was my imaginary friend.
I was lonely. I had no.
I also had
you had real friends, okay?
I don't know who Wolfie is. I think he's from a TV show too, but his name is Wolfie. Yeah.
Wow.
I had no imaginary friend. I had real friend. That reminds me of a conversation I had on Sunday. Sorry, Kylie said I was lonely. I had no imaginary friend. I said, you had real friends.
I had Sydney.
Good night.
Oof.
I did not have you.
Hey, whoa. That was Rusty. So funny.
I mean, I was too young. Like, we hadn't even met yet.
Well, we met young.
I remember
we were like seven.
Yeah, seven is young.
Not young enough for an imaginary friend.
Okay, listen.
If you don't tell me that because I had an imaginary friend.
I was going somewhere with that statement. Anyway.
There is.
Okay. I was saying that on Sunday, I was talking to someone, and she's like 12. She was like, oh, yeah, I've kissed three boys, and I've actually dated. And I was like, whoa.
Who?
I met a fictional boy once. I'm not going to say who, but I'll tell you later. I was like, I met a fictional boy once.
I'm so confused.
Exactly, that's the whole story. I met a fictional boy once. Like, because she was like, I've kissed these boys, and I really like this one. But I also like this one.
Oh.
I was like, I met a fictional boy once.
Wow.
And this other person was like, yes, you did. And I was like, oh.
I'm so lost.
Who said yes?
Oh, why would you say you met them?
Garrett said, yes, you did. Well, I met a fictional. I met Keith.
I'm so lost.
Oh, you Sydney. Right. Sydney.
Well, I don't get that joke. It's not funny.
Wait, okay. You met Keith?
Yeah, we all met Keith.
Who are we on?
We read the books.
I feel like it's not a joke that can be
explained. It's not a joke. It's just a statement.
It's just, see, Karis is the same as me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
y'all are confused?
Yeah.
How?
Okay, look. Okay. Someone was like, oh my gosh, I have all these boyfriends and I've kissed all these guys. And JC was like, heh heh, couldn't it be me? I like fictional characters, though.
No, yeah. That's different than saying I met
Why did we go from Brant to kissing people?
Okay, look, Sid. See, you know how people will be
does
like,
anybody else
I
remember
met
when
a
Brant?
Boy once. See, you know what I mean?
Who had Brant?
Like, that's impressive. She was like, Brant I met a fictional boy once. Makes it even sadder.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. You know how people would be like, they'd say like, oh, I have four boyfriends and da-da-da. And I'm like, I met a guy once. But it's a fictional guy.
Oh, okay.
So
there you go. I see where you're going, but that did not connect.
Yeah, it doesn't. Okay.
I would say
go with Bront. I don't know how you got from Bront to kissing.
Does anybody else remember when Bront said a bad word?
You're on Bront.
Oh, I don't have one for Bront.
Oh, now we got counselors swearing now.
Yes, that was Ro.
Wait, which Ro
was like, whoa, now we got counselors swearing. It's Nightfall.
It's Nightfall, yeah.
Wait, that's when Bront
we gotta not talk over each other.
Sorry. No more Bront.
There. Did you have a Bront song?
No Bront.
And okay. Aiden pronounces it correctly. He pronounces it Bronte, and I think he's
I'm a perfect
only
child.
Person. Okay, Fitz.
Oh, no, I'm not Fitz.
That was an insult.
What do we have? 13. Yeah. Did anyone get one for Christina?
I did.
You guys are
I did.
Aiden, what did you get for Christina?
7 years.
Okay. All right.
Why?
That's why she has like a gang of girls, because she went out when she was five and met a bunch of people.
Wait.
Once I was 7 years old, my mom told me to
get yourself. Okay, Sydney, what's yours?
Okay, that's bizarre.
And then the next one, the next line says, okay. When I was 10, my mom.
11.
Go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely.
And then you're falling behind.
Sydney's
anyway,
turn.
Your turn.
Kira's
turn.
Oh, you want me to go?
Yeah.
Okay, so I couldn't really think of anything, Christina, and then it came up last second. Because everybody always saw her as, like, the, as, like, the evil, mean bully. So then I thought of, like, an evil, mean bully song. And what I came up with was Rotten to the Core from Descendants.
Oh, that's actually good.
That's
not bad. Because, you know, it's, like, one of those school bullies. Nobody likes them. Rotten to the Core. This is what I thought of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, that makes sense. Stuck in my head.
Mine is, I was just scrolling through my songs. Is Prima Donna is what it's called. I'm gonna read. Wait, where is it? Oh, okay, here we go. Because I'm a prima donna girl, yeah. All I ever wanted was the world. I can't help that I need it all. The prima donna life, the rise and fall. You say that I'm kind of difficult, but it's always someone else's fault. Yep.
The passion and then it goes on. In that statement.
You can count on me to misbehave. Yeah, a lot of it is just like, I'm so stuck up and woo. Yeah.
Then
he
felt that song.
Anyway.
Is that all they had for Sina?
Yep.
Cool. So next is Alvin. And my song for Alvin is Hakuna Matata.
It means no worries.
Best song of
the rest of our days. It's our problem free. Philosophy. Hakuna Matata. I can just see Alvin, like, covering his, you know, Alvin's going crazy, just covering his ears, singing that.
And Fitz is just like, I'm not related to this man.
You can call me Baldwin now.
Fitz and Bianca are just like, you call me Baldwin.
You know what's funny? I realize that everyone that's, like, Alvin listening to this is going to have no idea what the faces we're making are. Yeah. We're laughing at stuff, and they're just like,
yes.
What's this?
Right. Usually, me
and Sydney made a strange face a second ago.
Yeah,
is what
Fitz and Bianca are just standing there, like, "Oh man, please take this man away from me."
Yes,
okay. Chandelier head.
Alvin,
what are you drawing? Aiden's like drawing stitches on his leg.
No, it looks like a fish skeleton.
Anyway, ew.
It does. Like in the movies, whenever they like, put the fish in their mouth and then they pull just the bone out, and it looks like
now he's making
and
a
well, well, oh yeah,
it's a treehouse.
It looks like a fishbone, Aiden! Oh, honey.
We're gonna have to take a picture of that.
He there. Just threw his pin at me, and now I feel offended.
Okay, okay, everyone. Okay,
chill.
Remember when it started and we were like,
yeah.
Yeah, you warm up to the mic. Uh-huh. Aiden, do you have anything for Alden?
Yeah, demons, but I X'd it out.
Oh, okay. Kylie? You have anything? Karis?
No.
Sydney?
Nope.
Oh, cool.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata is officially Auden's theme song. Okay. Lord Cassius is the next we have written down as a possibility. Anybody get something for him?
Gisella and then Cassius.
Lonely man.
Gisella.
Me.
Who has Gisella?
I have Cassius.
Oh, Gisella's first, my dear.
Oh.
Do you have something for her?
Gisella. Natural and stronger.
Natural, yes. Okay, that's what I have. Can I read the lyrics?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one, okay. I'm just gonna read them all. Not all of them, but you know. Will you hold the line when every one of them has given up and given in? Tell me, in this house of mine, nothing ever comes without a consequence or a cost. Tell me. Just gonna skip that because it doesn't match. Because this house of mine stands strong. That's the price you. Why are y'all whispering?
Because I wink weird.
I swear, I talk and they like tune me out.
No, I'm sorry. Karis was winking at me weird. And then she was like, the amount that I move my face.
Karis,
continue, Sydney.
Okay, I'm gonna continue now. Guys, they're bullying me. That's the price you pay. Leave behind your heart and cast away. Just another product of today. Rather be the hunter than the prey. And you're standing on the edge face up because you're a natural. A beating heart of stone. You gotta be so cold to make it in this world. Yeah, you're a natural. Living your life cutthroat. You gotta be so cold. Yeah, you're a natural.
Can I interject? I think the reason that this song reminded me of Alvar, who isn't, he's not on our list, but in this house of mine, nothing ever comes without a consequence or cost. Tell me, will the stars align? Will heaven step in? Will it save us from our sin? Because this house of mine stands strong. That's, like, Alvar, especially if he knew about the whole Everglen thing, which I don't see why it was that big of a deal, but I could see why with the Vackers being celebrities and then all of a sudden being, like, mutant troll breeders.
It's the same to me for Gisela because of the house and, like, will my family prevail with Keith and her legacy?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. It's just a very never-seen song, especially with the whole theme of the elves not being able to deal with guilt. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you gotta be so cold to make it in this world.
Yeah. That's called Numbing. Vespera. Yeah. Okay, Aiden, do you have anything for Cassius?
Yeah. Lonely Man. It's just an instrument.
It's from Incredible Hulk.
Oh, but that kind of makes sense. It's like for a moment, Cassius' composure crumbled, and Sophie saw the man who was missing his wife and had lost his wife and his son in a day, but then it came back, and it was a cold, empty expression. Something like that. So yeah, Lonely.
That's I would like a Cassius redemption arc.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I mean, he's better than...
I'd take it.
Yeah, I'd take it.
Kylie, you got anything?
Mm-mm.
Karis?
For who?
Cassius?
No.
Sydney?
Nope.
Cool, so Aiden, he's a lonely man.
Yes.
All right, number 17, Fenton.
So I
put down Radioactive just because it's like, you know, whenever he opens his eyes from the Everglades, it's like I'm waking up to ash and dust. Oh. I wipe my brow and I set my rest. I'm breathing in the chemicals.
Dude, I wrote that down too.
It's just, like, that just kind of gave me, like, the Fenton, like, and then he, like, breathes and I just imagine, like, Fenton opening his eyes and it's like, this is where it begins. Or what is
and
it?
Like in my fan fiction where he's
yes,
like, he
and so it begins. Yes, and Fenton smiled as the light.
Oh yeah, I wrote that down for me too.
Good job, Aiden. Kylie, you got anything for Fenton?
No.
Karis.
Okay. Yay. I do. So
I'm scared.
It's Set Fire to the Rain by Adele. Cause the chorus.
Oh, I thought of that one time.
I set fire to the rain, watched it pour as it touched your face. Will it burn?
Wait. I can hear.
I set fire to the rain, watch it pour as I touched your face. Will it burn while I cried because I heard it screaming out your name? I set fire to the rain and I threw us into the flames. When it fell, something died because I knew that was the last time.
Wait.
The last time. But the best part is it says something died. Kendrick. Ha ha. I'm kidding.
No, guys, that's Brant.
That's Brant and Jolly. Whoa. You're right, though.
That's what I was
thinking.
Read
it
again so they can think about Brant. I set fire to the rain, watched it pour as it touched your face. Well, it burned while I cried because I heard it screaming out your name. I set fire to the rain and I threw us into the flames. When I fell, something died because I knew that was the last time.
Oh, that's so...
But actually, it makes the rest of it sound, I let it fall in my heart. As it fell, you rose to claim it. It was dark and I was over. But my hands are strong, my knees are far too weak to stand in your arms, but there's a side to you that I never knew. All the things you say, they're never true. But I set fire to the rain, watch the pores, and touch the
So it's Jolie and then Brant, there's a side to you I never knew, and then Brant takes over and is like, I set fire.
Oh, wow.
I
set
fire.
I don't know this song, I need to hear it now.
We can listen to it later.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's I love Adele. I listen to her
that too. I love Adele too. Louis Capaldi and Adele.
Yeah. And Imagine Dragons.
Y'all have... such different music.
Karis doesn't like Imagine Dragons.
All right. Did you have something for Fenton?
No.
All right. So the next one is Kenrick.
I don't have
one. And just to prepare you, if you're get ready for Dedrick jokes. Okay. My only Kenrick one was that one that I said I surrender. There's so much life I have left to live, and this fire is burning still. It's kind of like, you know, him kind of processing that it's going to be the end of his life, but it's really sad when you look at it like that. When I watch you look at me, I think I could find the will to stand for every dream, give up the solid ground. To give up the fear within of what would happen if they ever knew I'm in love with you. So yeah, this is kind of sad. But now prepare yourself for the Dedrick jokes, Aiden.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to write a
Excuse
Dedrick
me while
joke.
I turn off my empathy.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for Kendrick fans. It is Ring of Fire.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. Okay.
I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
No! Burn.
Okay, but here's the thing. Why can I see Kendrick, like, loving that
beat? I know, right? If he's actually alive, he'd be jamming to it, like, yo, my theme song.
And Orly's just sitting there, like, pale.
The ghost is just like, yeah.
And Orly's just, like, paling, and then he's like, oh, sorry, Aura.
Kind of
joking.
Y'all know Burn from Hamilton, but just the chorus.
No, I don't like him.
I don't know it, no.
I'm watching it burn.
Oh, wait.
Kylie. That's so mean.
I know. That's a Fenton song, not a Kendrick song.
No, that's a Jolie song.
Ooh, sad. Okay, mine is, of course, another Dedrick one. This is actually, be surprised, a Christian song by David Crowder, and it's called You Are My Joy, but it goes, and he set me on fire, I am burning alive with this breath in my lungs. I'm coming undone, and I cannot hold it in. Remain composed. Love's taking over me, so I propose the letting myself go, and he set me on fire. I am burning alive with his breath in my lungs.
Sydney, do you have anything?
And then it goes to, you are my joy, you are my joy. But then it goes back to, and he set me on fire.
Okay.
I can't decide whether to laugh or cry.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And I need to catch my breath. I need to catch my breath. Give me a moment.
David Crowder has the most vivid,
but
like,
good.
Description. And here's my other one. Wildfire by David Crowder. Wildfire came down from the mountain. Wildfire came down on me. Wildfire. Wildfire, come set me free. This is my Kindred song.
I apologize.
They're okay. So funny.
And that's who's not mine now.
We have Alina.
Do you have any Kendrick songs?
No.
Okay, Alina, and I think this
one. I have Alina.
I think Alina's the last one.
No, there are two more.
Then Gradient Bear.
Yeah.
If anyone has any.
I have Alina.
I have every single person.
I sort of had it. I don't remember the lyrics from it, but, it's, you know that song, it's like, if I ain't got you, I don't want anything? I can just imagine Alina being bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, just being bitter about her breakup with Alden, singing that, but singing it in a snobby way. I don't want anything if I don't have you, like stopping the wedding.
Is it Shawn Mendes?
Who knows? Let's see. Who sings If I Ain't Got You? Alicia Keys.
One.
It's Alicia Keys.
Okay. There's one like that by Shawn Mendes.
The lyrics are...
Ava just winked at me again!
Good grief, Aiden.
Okay.
You good there? No, some people... Let me find it. Like, the part that I was like, huh, that's kind of her. Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing if I don't got you, baby. I can just see her, like, standing up at Alden's wedding and sing that. Some people want diamond rings, some just want everything, but everything means nothing if I ain't got you. And everyone's just sitting there at the wedding like, okay, let's take this crazy woman out.
Anyone else have Alina?
Me.
Okay.
So I have two. Okay, I have somebody that you used to know.
Ooh,
and someone like you. Someone like you. I had that for Dex too, but someone like you whenever Alden dumped her.
Well, see, the problem, Alden didn't dump her. She was creepy. But let's be honest. But no, it's, what was I going to say? Oh, right, because I said that to Cindy one time, and Cindy's like, I wish nothing but the best for you. Alina, I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
I wish nothing but the worst for you.
Yeah, that's why I didn't put that one down for
her. Her turns to Della. I want nothing but the worst for you.
So, the same one I said for Sina. Did I skip anyone?
Me.
Oh, I didn't even have
one. I'm sorry. Okay, so I found two random ones while I was switching up. There's one called You're the One That I Want, and some of the words are the same. Like, I need a man, my heart's set on you, nothing left for me to do. Like, that's after they broke up or whatever. And then there's another one called You'll Think of Me, I think, and it's like, take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them, take your space, take your reasons, but you'll think of me.
We're still on Alina, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You skipped me? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know you had one. Serious.
Okay. Well, I literally just thought of this because I was like, oh, JC, I have an idea now because of JC's. Heather by Conan Gray.
No!
Yes. And, see, one of the verses says, watch as she stands with her holding your hand, put your arm around her shoulder, now I'm getting colder. But how could I hate her? She's such an angel, but then again, I kind of wish she were dead. As she walks by, what a sight for sore eyes, brighter than the blue sky. She's got you mesmerized while I die.
Wow.
That one's good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yep. My 3 seconds.
Does anybody have Grady or Vespera?
Wait, I have Alina.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just want to know if anybody wrote it.
Me too.
I
bullied.
I'm just kidding. So it's just the same one I did for Alina, but a different verse. Not Alina, for Sina, but a different verse. Would you do any? I can just hear it in her voice. Would you do anything for me? Buy a big diamond ring for me? Would you get down on your knees for me? Pop that pretty question right now, baby.
This is why Alden dumped her, because somebody's like, wait, yes. why did Alina and Alden break up? If it's just like she was being pushy or something.
Uh-huh. Beauty queen on a silver screen, living like I'm in a dream. I know I've got a big ego. I really don't know why it's such a big deal, though.
Oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
That's good.
Do you have Grady or Vespera?
There's a song. Oh, If I Was You, I'd Wanna Be Me Too. I could just see.
I wanna be me too.
I could see Elena and or Stina singing that.
Oh yeah.
Or Biana. Yes.
Biana, whenever she's mean, yeah.
Uh-huh. Ew, why are you wearing my dress?
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, right. So Grady's the next one. You finished all your... Okay, cool. So Grady's the next one. So this one, this song kind of is a cross between Keith and Grady in my mind. I could see Keith saying it to Fitz, or I could see Grady just saying it to fill in whichever guy likes Sophie right now. But I'm just going to read the chorus. The song is called If You Love Her. As the chorus is, take it. If she gives you her heart, don't you break it. Let your arms be the place she feels safe in. She's the best thing that you'll ever have, and she'll love you if you love her like that.
Oh.
So I can see, or on days when it feels like the whole world might cave in, stand side by side and make it. She's the best thing that you'll ever have. She'll love you if you love her like that. Oh. I could see Keith just saying that to Fitz, or Grady saying it to Keith.
Yeah.
I could see, like, a transition where exactly. Keith is singing it to Fitz, and then you That's see, like, Sophie crying. I did too. Then you see Grady singing it to Keith.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Oh my God. Aiden, you got anything for Grady?
Kind of hard.
I know, I love it. It's so cute.
Are we done?
Anyone else have anything for Grady?
I do have an extra character and then I'll go back, but...
Okay, who's your extra character?
Wiley.
Okay.
I thought of it because I thought of say something for Wiley because both of his parents, you know, his mom died, his dad's mind shattered, so say something, I'm giving up on you.
He's like waiting for his dad to answer.
Yeah, I just thought that was sad. Then my go back is, it's a song called, it's called Truth Be Told by Matthew S. I thought of it. I don't know who it exactly before, but it's line number one, you're supposed to have it all together, and when they ask how you're doing, just smile and tell them never better. Line number two, everybody's life is perfect except yours, so keep your messes and your wounds and your scars and your secrets safe with you behind closed doors. I say I'm fine, yeah, I'm fine, oh, I'm fine, hey, I'm fine, but I'm not. I'm broken, and when it's out of control, I say it's under control, but it's not, and you know it. I don't know why it's so hard to admit it when being honest is the only way to fix it. There's no failure, no fall, there's no sin you don't already know, so let the truth be told.
Keep. That's Keith.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It
could fit for a lot of characters.
Yeah, that's why I didn't put it for any specific character. It was just everybody.
That's why it's a good song. It fits for a lot of people.
That's why I really like it.
So Vespera, I don't have a sealed in stone song, but just the words Stone Cold. I don't mean the whole song Stone Cold by Demi Lovato, because I feel like that could tie into a few different characters. But Vespera, just like Stone Cold in general, because you know she's known. Anybody else have anything for Vespera?
Natural, but that's it.
Cool. All right, so that was fun. You guys were insane, but it was really fun, actually.
Yeah.
It's going to be an entertaining episode.
Oh,
and it's
for
sure. It's an hour and a half, so it's like the perfect length.
It's going to be fun to edit.
Well, we're not going to have to edit much, hopefully. Mm-hmm. I just have to check this one timestamp. Well, cool. Thank you guys for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully it wasn't too crazy or confusing. Maybe we'll have these crazies back on.
Surprise, surprise. I might go back and listen to the podcast for once.
Yeah, Karis doesn't... I've listened to a couple. So here's what I'm going
to
say.
She listened to the intro.
Uh-huh. No, I listened to two or three, but I don't have a lot of time.
True. Aiden is our biggest fan. And
I saw it that time.
Aiden listens to every single one. He's left reviews as Dex on Apple Podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great listener. He's one of our greatest fans.
Yep, and he remembers it more than we do.
Yeah, he'll quote it to us, and we're like, wait, we did say that.
Oh, and if you're looking at reviews on our Apple Podcasts, I'm Rufus, spelled with two U's. And I just left them a review so they could feel good.
Yeah, one time often.
And then
she changed her review to
because she made me mad.
JC made me mad and she changed her review.
If you made me mad, I would change it to half a star.
Oh.
Anyway.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
I didn't know how to finish that out. Thank you, Karis. Bye, guys. Thank you for listening to the Forbidden Cities podcast. Leave us a review and tell a friend about the podcast if you liked us. Email us with comments and episode suggestions at theforbiddencitiespodcast@gmail.com. And to follow us on Instagram, just search @forbiddencitiespodcast.